coming up on this episode of Opinions Matter.
We went into the cinema. He had to jump to get on the chair.
And there's this.
Sorry, I know you're not a performing monkey, and you're in fact one of our listeners who we value greatly.
Right, right.
Would you mind saying Starbar?
Starbar.
And then this.
Whole house ourselves rattled away like an old whacker place, having the time of my life. Walk the next morning, and in walks her mother with a full Irish breakfast for me.
That's all to come.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant below our studio here is well worth popping in for a bite to eat or a couple of pints or whatever. They have a fantastic menu, and at the weekend they do carvery on a Sunday, and they've live music at the weekends as well. So pop in to the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar below our studio. And also, if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, if you're from outside Dublin and you'd like to stay in Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel? Well worth staying. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? A lady called Lisa has been in touch with us. And here's what Lisa wrote. I want you to have a listen to this and I want to get your view on this. Hi, Lisa here. I'm from a little town in County Louth called RD, and recently I got talking to a lad from Ballymun on Tinder. I live in Dublin during the week for work, so I met up with him for a date, and I thought it went well, but he messaged me after to tell me that he wouldn't be interested in meeting up again. When I asked him to be honest and to tell me what it was that put him off, he told me that he couldn't hack listening to my accent. He told me he didn't want to lie to me or fuck me around, and that I'm a nice girl, blah, 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 but that my accent was a huge turn-off. And I kept talking about mammy. Even though he sounded like a scagger who'd rob your granny for a fiver and wore a pair of Nike Air Max and brought me to McDonald's in Northwood Business Park for the date. I was willing to see past that because we had a good time. Like, WTF. Am I the only one who finds this unbelievably shallow, not to even give it a chance? Liam, if you're listening, you're some fool, says Lisa, but she'd probably say it in a loud accent. You're some fool.
God, she takes rejection well.
I can't do the loud accent terribly well. I know they say things like, well.
Yeah, I lived up
there. And me mammy.
I lived up there for a while.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, the Barron County, yeah.
The Barron County?
Oh, yeah, they all marry their cousins and...
Ah, stop it now.
They do. The Lynches are like interbred. Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen it. Second cousins and...
So you lived there for a time?
I lived there for a time, mm-hmm.
And you don't
not
have
too far from RD, actually. Funny.
Oh, really? You don't have a loud accent?
Well, when I first moved down, I did have a little bit, but thankfully, it didn't stay too long. Because, yeah, well, I actually went back up for a little spin a while ago, and I swear, it was like going back 20 years in time. Have you ever been up there, in that little town?
In RD, I've been in it. I've never stayed in it.
Mother
I've
Jesus.
Never lived in it. I'm in Kells every week, and their accent is fairly harsh as well. When I walk in and get,
is it the same?
Similar, not the same, but similar.
Yeah, no, it's a fairly horrible accent now, to be fair.
So,
I wouldn't be able to hack it either.
So this guy, he just found, he got the ick with the way she spoke.
Yeah, but I love how she turned, it was all going well.
Yeah, and then she turned around, he was just scanger, rob your granny for a fiver.
At
the McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, what do you think now? If you were brought to McDonald's for a first date, what would you be? Would you be disgusted?
Wouldn't be. Yeah, it wouldn't be up there now.
And what about if you?
Well, there's nothing wrong with McDonald's in Northwood. It's
what's
grand.
Wrong with Nike Air Max? They're like 200 quid a pair.
Well, here's what, even though he sounded like a scanger who'd rob your granny for a fiver and wore a pair of Nike Air Max and brought me to McDonald's in Northwood Business Park for the date.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, so really what we want to talk to you about today is what gives you the ick. So this guy, she thought it was really shallow that he dumped her for her accent.
Now,
yeah?
To be fair, I can...
It is a very strong accent.
That RD accent, it's awful. And it's like, I don't know if anybody knows the Claverhead accent.
It's fairly strong as well.
The Feckin accent, the Drogheda accent.
But is
they
were getting on great, she said. And, I mean, dumping, not wanting to see somebody again because of the way they speak.
But if you're going to have a relationship with someone and you're going to be having conversations with them, then you have to be able to.
I suppose speaking is a prerequisite.
Speaking is kind of a prerequisite in a relationship. The loud accent for me is, it's funny though, because when I lived up there, I didn't notice it. I wouldn't, it was just like whatever. But now if I were to be in a shop and I was served by somebody maybe with a loud accent or something like that, I'd definitely notice it.
Well, would you like a mad bar?
Did
you ever hear that?
Yeah, the Dundalk accent, Jesus. Yeah. I think...
Okay, but you think it's reasonable to not want to be with somebody because of the way they speak?
Well, speaking to somebody is kind of important in a relationship, and I think... I'd rather listen to nails on a chalkboard than listen to the RD accent all day. It's awful.
Let's kick off straight away with this voice note that we got from a lady called Emma.
Right, so my dating disaster story is way too long to send over text, but it's so embarrassing. I cringe every time I think about it. Years ago, there was a dating show. I can't remember if it was on 98 or 104. It was on a radio station anyways, where you had to send in a cool nickname, you know, a bloke had to send in and a girl, and they paired them up and swap numbers and whatever. So anyways, I had one, I can't remember what nickname I picked, texting this chap, and I would say I was probably about 18 at the time, so going back like 21 years ago, and we had arranged to meet up outside Quirky's in town. And I was texting saying, right, what are you wearing so I know what you look like? And he said, oh, grey tracksuit, whatever. And I seen him, me and my friend was kind of in the corner, and I thought, oh my God, he is rotten looking. But I thought, no, do you know what? That's not a nice thing to do. I'm going to go over to him anyways. Walked over to him. He looked at me up and down and went, huh, I'm fucked off. He walked over to the other side of town and he was gone. I was mortified.
That's a great story, Emma. We'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. What is it that gives you the ick? Or tell us your date disaster story.
What gives you the ick, Adrian?
Sitting that close to you.
Oh, well, yeah. That would give anybody the
ick. It would.
I make men flaccid. So, I mean, that's my role in life. So, well, I know what your thing is. It's purple boots, isn't it?
Oh, I love purple
boots.
It's
Barney the dinosaur type?
My wife used to have them years ago, and I just loved them.
They have to be purple.
Anymore. She won't buy them
anymore. They can't be brown or
not
black.
Not at all. No,
they have
no,
to
no.
be purple.
Purple, yeah. Yeah, and she won't buy anymore.
Okay, then.
I've offered to buy them for her.
Really?
Yep.
She probably doesn't want you humping her leg for every time she wears them.
Helen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Helen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Helen. Well, tell us your story.
I have a few of them, so I don't know where to start.
The worst.
Jesus. I went on one date once. He picked me up to go to the cinema. And we pulled up at the cinema. I got out of his car, which was a Volkswagen Jetta. I looked around to see where he was, and I couldn't see him. And I'm only 5'6", and if he came up to my shoulder, that was as high as he went.
Oh, no.
We went into the cinema. He had to jump to get on the chair. And I know it was shallow, but I just couldn't deal with going on a date with somebody in child's clothes. It was just a no. I went on another date with a lad because I didn't learn from that experience. And we went out for dinner. He asked me, do I see any romantic interest? I said, no, wasn't going to waste his time. And then he turned around and said, well, I love you. I believe in love at first sight. And I think this is true love.
Oh, God.
So I pretended to go to the bathroom. Luckily, this place has two entrances, and out the door I went and off home.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm still laughing at this image of the small guy bouncing to get
onto the chair.
It was terrible. And he actually saw me. He actually brought me to see The Greatest Showman, which I think was a big... I think that was a massive hint. But I'm only 5'6", and like I... And you, no, he was too small.
So you're 5'6" and you were towering over him.
Oh yeah, in flats as well.
Oh, that's hilarious. Somebody wants to know, did he need a baby's booster seat?
No, but I probably could have breastfed him standing up. Oh, it was terrible. Then I went on another date with a lad because apparently I'm a slow learner when it comes to this stuff. And again, we went to the cinema. I got zero choice in the movie. He orders himself a drink and sweets and turns around, doesn't ask me what I wanted, just asked me for half of the money. for his sweets and for his ticket. And then afterwards, when I said I didn't want to see him again, he couldn't understand why I thought it was a bad date.
You certainly know how to pick them.
Have you?
I don't think I'm shallow, which is why I keep getting the weirdos.
And have you managed, Helen? I have to know. Have you managed to crack this dating scene at all?
Oh, I did. I'm actually married now. Oh, and believe it or not, our first date was in McDonald's.
Right.
Most importantly, can you breastfeed him standing up?
No, he's only an inch shorter than me, so I'm not too far.
No, that's not too.
That's good.
Brilliant stories, Helen. You're a legend. Thanks very much indeed.
No problem.
Great to talk to you. Oh, that was very funny.
Every so often, something comes in on this show that wait until you hear one woman who's going to come on now in a minute with her, Rick. It's absolutely outstanding.
Okay. This is Keith, who has been in touch with us. Here we go.
Yeah, so my ick would be, like, if you're on a first date, really, you order what you want to order, and obviously I'm a big fella, so I'll order steak, chips, probably a sort of coleslaw and onion rings, and they'll probably order a fucking chicken Caesar salad, whatever, and obviously my food comes good. So if they're going to reach over the table and take a chip off the plate, that's straight away into that. No, I don't care if it's the first date, a couple of years of being with someone, or I'm married to them. If you want chips, order chips. Don't reach over the table and take food off me plate. It's just a big no. It's just something you shouldn't do.
No, I'm with you, Keith. I actually agree with you. When we're out for dinner, myself and my wife, and she say I'm ordering chips with my dinner, and she says no, I don't want chips, and then she starts picking at my chips. I swear to God, it wrecks my head.
It must be a male thing, is it?
Oh,
it must be
it.
A man that, like, Joey doesn't share food type thing, because I wouldn't care.
No, I hate it. Anyway, Keith has been on to us again, right? Wait, cool. Here's another one of his things.
Also, another thing is, like, if a girl invites you on a date, if a girl asks you out on a date, yeah, I believe she should pay for it. Like, it's whoever's idea it is to go on the date, that's who should have to pay for the date. Because girls want equal rights as well, but want the man to always pay for the food. But if she invites you out for dinner, she should have to pay for that dinner. That's what I believe, anyways.
All right, come on, Keith. But there's more.
Yeah, because I had a girl text me, I think it was on Snapchat one day, and she was like, would you like to go on a date with me? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I went on the date. Obviously, the meal was over. It was a good time, now. And the bill came, and she just sat there looking at me, and she was like, are you going to get that? I was like, well, you ask me here. So she was like, not really, if you pay for it. And she was obviously, what, you're cheapskating and all. I was like, no, no problem paying for it. So I'll pay for the stuff. And I was like, look, don't ask me out on a date if you're not going to be willing to contribute to this date. Do you know what I mean? Like, she asked me out, so realistically, she should be paying.
What about that, Katie? She asked him out, she should be paying.
Yeah, I think so. I think even if he asks her out, I think you should still offer to pay the bill.
Mm.
I would, like, it's just something I would do. But then again, if he turned around and was like, yeah, give me half the money, what, I'd be like,
yeah.
So I think I would offer, but I would have no problem paying. It's not about the money, but it is a tricky one, isn't it?
I remember, this is a true story, I've told this story before. I was at, I think it was a Nando's or something like that. It wasn't a ultra posh restaurant. But anyway, I was going up to the counter to pay when we were leaving, and in front of me was a couple. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking to the girl at the till, and he paid some money and he just walked off. And the girl followed him, and the waitress called the girl and said, oh no, he only paid half.
Stop.
She was left standing there having to pay the other half and he was gone. He was gone for dust. That's embarrassing.
I'd love to know if they were already a couple. I'd imagine not.
No.
Oh.
Kev, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kev?
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, Kev, tell us your story.
Well, it's not a good one, to be honest. To start off, I befriended a young one on Facebook when we started messaging. We decided that we'd go on a date. So she looked pretty. She looked pretty. She was a nice looking girl. So I held her on over to pick her up. When I got there, she wasn't what I expected.
Oh right, what was she?
But I said, well, she wasn't the same as our picture.
Right. Okay.
Right. But anyways, I said I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. So I said, well, we're going to go on a date. We'll go for a drink. So when she got into the car, then there was a smell of drink off her, a strong smell of drink off her.
Right.
And she started to try and kiss me straight away, I just said, right, okay, look, we'll go for a quiet drink somewhere. So we headed off and I found a little place where I live. So we're in sitting having a drink. I think I had one pint and she had about four.
Right,
good woman herself.
Go on, right, it gets worse though, it gets worse.
Oh, it does. So we were in the pub anyway and I think I had gone for a cigarette and I was talking to a fella outside and she was really rude and she was shouting and kind of being fucking loud and stuff. But anyways, right, I said, I have to get out of here. So I said, I have to go home. My father's not well. I said, I'm in his care. I have to be home at a certain time for him. So I told her, drink up your drink and I'll bring you home because I didn't want to leave her where she was. So I said, I'll take you home. So we headed out, got into the car and I brought her back to our place to stay. Then I said, look, I have to go. I'll see you. And she says, I'm not getting out of the car.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And I said, you have to. She said, I have to go. So she started screaming. I mean, screaming like a banshee, like really crazy stuff. Started shouting and bawling. I was kind of panicked. I said, what the fuck's going on? What's happening? She started demanding money from me, right?
Go on.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
She's demanding money from me. She wanted money. I said, I can't give you any money. I don't have any money. I said, you're going to have to get out of the car. I have to go. So she says, oh, I'm going to ring the guards and tell the guards you're after raping me.
Oh, my Jesus.
Ah, stop it.
So I was in shock. I said, what the fuck? In my head, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I said, what am I going to do? I was kind of panicked. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I have to get out of this situation fast. So I asked her politely again. I said, look, you're going to have to get out of my car. I have to go. But she was adamant she wasn't going to get out. She was still kind of screaming and stuff. Now, I never laid a finger on her. She was trying to kiss me. I didn't even want to kiss her. But anyways, when she said that, I got in my head and said, I have to get out of this situation. So I went around to the horse side of the car. I opened up the door. I asked her again. I said, look, please, will you leave the car? I have to go. She wouldn't leave. She held on to the handbrake and she held on to the steering wheel. So she was like, I'm not getting out. And I said, well, look, this is it. So I grabbed her by her 2 feet and I had to pull her out of the car.
Fair play.
My Jesus.
Because I was in such a panic. I didn't.
I don't blame you.
She said them things about the rape. And I was like, what would now my family think?
So was it a scam? Do you think it's a scam thing she was doing? Do you think she set out with this?
Maybe so. I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe she did. But I was that scared at the time. There were so many things going through my head.
So you literally had to, you had to drag her out of the car?
Basically dragged her out of the car or head hit the step of the car on the way out.
Oh my God. And you just legged it?
Well, I took her bag out and I pulled and I just kind of pushed her over on the ground out of the way of the car. Shut the door, jumped in and fucking bolted then.
My Jesus.
I was in such a panic.
Oh, I don't blame you. And come here, did you ever come across her again? Did you?
No. I blocked her on social media because that's where I'm at. I blocked her on social media and that stuff and I never heard from her again. So.
My God almighty, that's unbelievable.
That's a lunatic. That
is, really is.
On a second note, on a less serious note, there's one woman here on our Facebook page wants us to ask you to do something. Will you say Cara again?
Cara.
She's getting turned on here, this woman, Sarah Jane. Where are you from?
I'm from Navan.
Oh, right. So you're not far from RD. Not far from RD.
They're actually very similar accents, but there's a woman here and she's basically fallen in love with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's getting turned on here by, say it one more time.
Cow.
No, there you go, Sarah Jane. There's Sarah Joanne. So her name is Sarah Joanne McKellen on Facebook there if you want to go and take a little nosy at her. She's,
Are you fucking for real? Is this a setup?
No. Go on to her Facebook page, Sarah Jane. I'm after asking her to come on air to tell you how much she loves your accent, but she's avoiding. But yeah, no, it's like porn for her.
So
for her
just that word car?
Yeah, once more.
Sarah Jane, what?
McKellen, say it once more.
Do you want to jump in my car?
Oh,
no, there you go, Sarah Joanne McKellen on Facebook. Yeah,
great to
Sarah
talk.
Joanne McCallum.
And off he goes to take a look.
and hopefully she's not somebody that she'll have to drag out of your car.
One more, sorry, I know you're not a performing monkey, and you're in fact one of our listeners who we value greatly.
Right.
Would you mind saying Starbar? Well, thank you so much.
You're a legend. Fair play, Kev. And thanks for thanks for sharing that story with us. This is a nightmare story, but brilliant.
Oh God, well, Sarah Joanne says, "Oh yeah, I got a boner listening to him." Jeez, he knows how to find them, doesn't he? Holy moly.
Each of their own and all that. I'm going to bring in some more of your WhatsApps. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to share with us your first date disaster or just that one thing that gives you the... Jojo.
Yeah, about 6 years ago, I went on a date. It was my first in a long time back on the scene, and I was in a coffee shop. I said, "That's been nice to meet you now for the first time." So when he walks, he sits down, and I looked, and there was a wedding ring on his finger, and I just said, "What the fuck is that?" And his response was, "Oh yeah, it doesn't come off." So needless to say, I didn't stay, and I just ran out of there as quick as I could.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Leanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Sorry, Katie's laughing already. You haven't even opened your mouth now, Leanne.
No. So,
here, relax there, relax. Here, Tiger. Calm it. Sorry, Katie.
It gives me the biggest ick. You know, if you see a fully grown man in a bat, and their dick is literally resting and swaying in their own duct, just gives me a major itch. And then not only that, you come out of the bath then, and you put a towel around their waist, and there's a slit. It's like looking at a button one of those old chairs. You know, I don't be able.
Now, how many situations are you in where you see fully grown men in the bath?
It's just the thought of it just gives me the ick. And I think if the man I've ever done it, he'd be out on his ear. Oh my God. Like, you know, with our arms resting on the bath, and that's our snake is just swaying, lying in the rubber. Outrageous.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not.
I just caught a delight in you something.
I just need a minute because
poor Katie's had to leave the studio.
I apologise, but I have to just, that just gives me the major ick.
Well, here, the good news is, Katie, we don't even have a bath at home anymore. We don't have a bath. So there's none of that carry on going on.
That's good.
Anyway, grown men having baths, it's so old fashioned.
What? I just have so many questions. I'm like, what? How did this come up that it gives you the ick?
I just, you know when they're just sitting like it just I'll turn to me go off I'd be fine ill if I seen it. No, like you know when they're sitting there taking their bee's knees and all you can see is that and their feet is resting up against you know the like the statue. And they're just swaying, like, and they're like, oh no, I wouldn't be able to play. And then when you get the door of the ring is around the back then after the ring.
What kind of men are you
I was about to say, you must be hanging around with some absolute scruffs.
No, oh, Lord.
I think I'm full of the dopamine today, so my mind is going haywire, but it's just, I don't be able to.
I just want you to do one more thing before I... For people who've just joined us, because they need to hear this story, like this is just brilliant. Can you explain just again, because there's people who have just joined us and they don't know what's going on. They're wondering why I'm broken. Can you just tell me, please, tell us again, please, what gives you the ick?
Yeah.
I don't know why she tells it.
Man in a bath and that dick is literally resting and swaying in their own stuff. And then you get out of the bath and then you have a towel around their waist and there's a little slit and it's like looking at their knob, it's like looking at one of those looking at a button in one of those old chairs.
Oh God! Oh, I love you. Oh, you've brightened up my day. Thank you.
Well done, Leanne. And I hope in future maybe get rid of baths out of your house.
Do you have a bath in your house?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
A husband? Does he bath?
No, he doesn't.
No, he's not allowed.
Leanne has the key to the bathroom door.
Brilliant, Leanne. Well done.
Oh, God.
Have a good day.
You too. Brilliant story. Eileen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Adrian. How are you? Hi, Katie.
I'm good. Thanks, Eileen. How are you? Now, Katie, if you thought the other stories were
difficult
to consume, this is worse. Eileen, tell us your story, please.
Okay, my heart's actually racing a bit here saying this. Okay. All right. So, a few years ago, when I looked young, so a while ago, I was brought on a date, and it was to a Thai food restaurant. And I'd put on normal outfits, tights. Then I had... skirt, what the fashion was back then, which is largely different to what it is now. But I was wearing it, but of how bad a reaction I had to Thai food, which was the whole restaurant. It was his idea. But I was eating the food and I had a fart and a follow through, what people now call a shart.
So hang on. So Thai food doesn't agree with you. You thought you were having a fart and you didn't. It followed through. You're sitting opposite
and
this.
It became a shart.
Okay. You're sitting opposite this date.
Yeah.
So you were sitting there on a date and you shat yourself.
Basically. But have you ever seen like this? You know, like when you're baking and you push the flour through it?
Yeah,
so because my leggings were quite cheap, that's how the shart acted.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the hell is going on today?
Like, so you'd think it would go down your leg, but no, it went through and to my chair.
Oh, my Jesus. So go on, what happened then?
Well, I also excuse myself to the bathroom to clean up. I come back and my date is the only one who's noticed, thank God. And he goes, what the fuck? And I say, I'm sorry, I have to go. And I walk out and I just see my evidence left on the chair. Oh. I picked up the chair. There was a stack of chairs in the back of the restaurant and I just put it there on the top and I walked out.
Oh, my God. So do you consume Thai food still?
I have once or twice, but I've only got the runs and that.
Thanks.
I love that she so proudly told the story. I mean, that's when we ask people to be honest, we weren't expecting that level of honesty.
Exactly. All right, we've got more of your calls in just a moment on Opinions Matter.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Let me go to Dara.
I don't know whether I should tell my story on air because it is a bit intense. I'll let you be the judge of that. But basically, I'd been on a Tinder date a few years ago. Long story short, without getting into the nitty gritty details, a few drinks turned into a terrible idea to take some magic mushroom tea. Two of us, not a good idea to do with someone you don't know. We were back at the house doing that. Was in a very altered state of mind, let's say, decided we were a bit too fucked, we should probably order food to, like, so that the magic mushrooms would wear off a little bit. In the midst of that, this particular person was in the army, had one of those kind of rifle guns in the house, and when we had ordered the food, we forgot that we had ordered food. And you're kind of coming in and out of waves of not really knowing what's going on. So basically, someone was ringing the doorbell and he got such a fright, he jumped straight into like army mode. I didn't know what was going on, so I was just jumping on the bandwagon thinking we were like under attack or something. And sure, he ran down with the big rifle, the poor delivery man with the hands up, not knowing what was going on. And we were so confused, not knowing who this person was, and then realized we had ordered food after he'd explained to us that we ordered food. Anyway, terrible, terrible idea. Don't take magic mushrooms on a first date with someone, and also especially not someone that has a gun in the house. Oh God, I don't know whether you could write a book. Like, it wasn't a good idea anyways, and probably not the safest situation to put yourself into.
No, I wouldn't think
anyways,
so.
I made it out alive.
Dara, thank you very much indeed. Now, Liam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Liam?
Good, how are you keeping? Sorry, good, I got cut off there.
You got cut off earlier on. So, Liam, tell me your story, please.
The weirdest one I ever had was the morning after. I met a girl years ago in the Nace Court Hotel. Things were working out really well. We went back to her place, up to the bedroom, whole house ourselves, rattled away like an old whacker place, having the time of my life.
Right.
Woke up the next morning, and in walks her mother with a full Irish breakfast for me. I'm sitting there going, what in the fuck? Right? So I'm pulling the duvet up over myself. Do you know, one is walking as if nothing happens. And then would you like more milk with your coffee? And I'm going, keep your energy up. And I'm going, no, thanks. I'm okay. So the mother goes down the stairs. Now, it's a two-story house. I'm trying to do the math here. If I open the window, can I slide down and get out of here as quick as I can? Gets worse. The father comes up the stairs. I'm thinking, this is it. I'm getting hiding.
Yep.
All right. He walks in. He goes, oh, how are you keeping? Sorry. I went, hiya. Listen, I'm so sorry. This is not what it looks like. He goes, no. He goes, I was young once myself, he says. I walked down the stairs.
Oh,
I was absolutely mortified.
Oh. Did you eat the full Irish?
Fucking right I did. Well, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Come here. When you're leaving the house then, did you have to see Mammy and Daddy again?
Yeah, they were down the stairs. I just, like, there was no getting by them. You know yourself, like, you're trying to be the best you can be, going, oh, you know, you're trying to be respectful and all that kind of stuff. But it's just like, they had to have heard me rattling.
Oh, God. They must have wanted her married off or in a relationship.
I think they did.
Did you ever see her again?
Jesus, no. No, I have one more story for you, right?
This is
a belter. I was going out with a girl. I won't mention any names because I get in trouble. But I was going out with her for a few years. But the first time I met her parents, I went back to her house. And the father and the mother were at the back door. And they looked me straight in the eye and they said, now, Liam, he says, I hope when you take my daughter out tonight that you have good intentions. And I looked him straight in the eye and I said,
don't you worry. I just say for argument's sake, Mr. Murphy, I said, don't you worry, Mr. Murphy. I have the exact same tensions as you had the first time you took Mrs. Murphy out. And she was going, ah, isn't he lovely? And he looked me in the eye as if to say, yeah, well bastard. Played, you prick. I got five years out of a relationship, by the way, so I'm not really
complaining. Not too bad. And a full Irish out of the one night stand, so I
And I wonder the following week or the week after, if that girl had somebody else, did Mammy bring up an even bigger Irish breakfast?
Could have been worse. It could have been a vegan breakfast.
Fair play to you. It's a great story, Liam. Thanks very much indeed.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Well done. Oh, yeah. I'm after enjoying that today. Enjoyed that.
Sometimes you just need to lull.
You do.
Sometimes the weeks can be heavy.
I like lolling from time to time. I like lolling with you, actually.
We always have the lols together. We're like best friends, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to totally braid your hair after the show.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm going to paint your nails.
Why would you do that?
And then we can talk about boys.
Why would you do any of that?
Because we're best friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for listening to this Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. It was a bit of a laugh.
Ah, it was.
I'm Adrian. That lady there is Katie. As I said, hit subscribe or follow and share this episode of Opinions Matter onto your own social media, because it's a bit of a laugh.
Give it a share.
Give it a share.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.